I have to tell him.
No.
Yes.
Allie's crazy.
Tell me what?
Dad is a woman.
Does mom know?
Of course I know that. You think I'm a dummy?
It's his thing. It's his little private kink. Everyone has one. Right, Rabbi?
Well, I guess everyone has, you know, one or two.
A clip from Transparent. It's a new series from Amazon that stars Jeffrey Tambor as Maura, who's transitioning from male to female. Since the show debuted a month ago, there's been a lot of buzz about how it portrays transgender people. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel discussed the show with two members of Seattle's transgender community. Leo Segovia volunteers at the Ingersoll Gender Center in Seattle. Allison Davison is a board member there, an activist and an educator on trans issues. Davison says the show reflects the experience of older trans people who didn't feel safe coming out when they were younger.
It was really difficult for people to come out as trans, and the whole process was governed by the medical community, who said, oh, in order to be authentically trans, you have to have a specific narrative, and if you don't meet that guideline, then we can't label you with a mental disorder and allow you to transition. And so it put us in a really strange place, and people had to sort of say, well, me as a trans woman, yes, I want to transition so I can become a housewife and live and marry a straight man and live in a house with a white picket fence and forget all of my history and not acknowledge that I was born male and that I had those experiences as much as I had anything that I have now.
Leo, you did come out young.
I mean, I guess it's all relative, right?
Compared to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, for...
You're the youngest person sitting in this room right now.
Okay.
So...
I mean, that's fair. I guess for me, I got a lot of encouragement going to Ingersoll and seeing people younger than me. Kids going in there at 16 and being like, this is who I am. This is the path that I want to go down to figure out who I am. And that was very inspiring for me. It's never too late to really embrace yourself. There's something very freeing about truly embracing yourself and just going with it.
I'll say that as we talk about this idea of the transgender experience, it's also another way of using this one show to talk about the transgender community and how one show or one character reflects an entire community. This conversation occurred with The Cosby Show. This conversation occurred with Will and Grace. Now this conversation is occurring with Transparent. Leo, do you think it's reasonable to expect a single character or a single show to reflect the experience of an entire community?
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it would make sense for it to start with this type of character. You know, a white, well-to-do, middle-aged man transitioning, you know, versus the story of, like, a young woman of color from, like, I don't know, a more urban environment or something like that.
There are two or three that I've seen that have come out forward in the thing. The character Jeffrey Tambor is playing, Maura, is, I mean, that's, when people think of a trans person, they think of somebody, an older man who transitions, looks funny in a dress, and is sort of a little bit a clown. And I think they've kind of picked that person in that way, and it fits with all of our sort of cultural expectations of what's a trans woman going to look like. I think gender is theater to a large extent, and I remember that sometimes when I'm watching something like this and I have to really think about this as a performance, you know. But I don't, and I maybe it wouldn't be as entertaining if it was more nuanced.
I wanted to play a clip from the show that we can talk about here.
A really, really good friend of mine said this to me when I first transitioned. She said, you know, in 5 years, you're going to look up and not one of your family members is still going to be there. Not one.
Is your friend right?
Yep.
So this is a clip from the show Transparent, and this is advice that the character Maura gets from a friend of hers. Allison, has it been your experience that families break up when somebody transitions like this?
Yes and no. I've heard, and I've facilitated a lot of the support groups over the last maybe dozen years or so, and I've heard lots of stories. And there's a lot of families that don't make it through this process. My own family, I think it's sort of generational. My parents, who when I came out to them were in their early 80s. They disowned me. We didn't really patch up our relationship ever, and they went to their graves without ever reconciling with me. And that was really sad. It was very hurtful. And I have a daughter who's now 31, so I'm a trans parent myself. And my daughter was a teenager when I came out to her. And her first response was, well, duh. And I think that sort of speaks to what we're seeing culturally these days, is people of different generations seem to have harder or easier times with this.
Leo, do you agree with that? You are of a different generation than Allison.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, there's another element to that as well, because my dad is from El Salvador. So a lot of my family came up here during the 80s, and I do have a lot of immediate family that is supportive, like my aunts that I'm really close with. My dad himself is actually pretty supportive about this. But there are other people in my family that are still, I guess, more culturally tied to the homeland, if you will, that have taken it a lot harder. And I think also there are more resources for me and my family now in terms of coping and understanding than there probably was before. Also, the fact that there are shows being made like Transparent kind of shows the level of consciousness, I think, in general for society being more open to this.
I'm talking with Leo Segovia and Allison Davison. They're both activists in the transgender community here in Seattle. And we're talking about the new show, Transparent. Amazon has created this show, and one of the main characters is transitioning from being a man to being a woman. I feel like we can't really have this discussion without pointing out that, and this is something you brought up earlier, that the actor who plays Mora is not a transgender person. Jeffrey Tambor is cisgender. Mm-hmm. And this isn't uncommon when it comes to media and transgender people, right? I mean, the most, I guess, high profile example of this is Jared Leto, who recently played a transgender woman in the Dallas Buyers Club. He won an Oscar for this. Allison, how do you interpret the fact that there are relatively few actual transgender people in popular media?
I don't even know where to begin with that. I don't know why. I know people who are wonderful actors who are trans, you know? And I know there are some really talented people in our community. I think we scare people a little bit. I think there's a lot of prejudice against us, even to play ourselves, you know? And so I don't fully grasp that. I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, watching people go do blackface, you know?
We're still like these exotic things, these exotic beings. I don't know. And I don't know how relevant it is to like blackface. I feel like there's different components to racism and sexism for sure. Also, once you start talking about like gender being fluid, right? Well, it would make sense to me that like a male would be playing Mora, right? Because he's in the beginning, or she's in the beginning of her transition. But I don't know. I guess I haven't had enough experience watching trans people on TV or in the media to begin with to even start to think about that idea.
That's Allison Davison, an activist and educator on trans issues and a board member of the Ingersoll Gender Center. Leo Segovia volunteers at Ingersoll. They spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel about the new TV show Transparent and how it portrays transgendered people. This is The Record on KUOW.